This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the toll-free lines. 855-450-FREE is our number for you to take control of the airwaves. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
Lots, of course, in the news to talk about tonight. On the way, Mark, you've got some libertarian tips to defund the police. There's a lot of talk now, all of a sudden, after years of police violating people's rights, arresting millions of peaceful people for so-called drug crimes where there's no victim, years and thousands of innocent people actually having their lives extinguished, destroyed, put out by the police, finally, they've finally crossed the line with some people. This last murder that they committed, which I'm sure will be they'll be murdering again here soon enough in some place. But George Floyd, of course, the most recent known victim, has sparked off a lot of upset. Finally, the average person, it seems, cares about police abuse. And I was talking with an ex-girlfriend of mine about this, who is, she was really happy that an old friend of hers has, you know, taken up the protest against the police. And she, of course, felt like she was, you know, now everybody's coming along, right? Like, she felt like she was on the leading edge of this thing and was all alone. I'm like, well, that's what it's like being on the leading edge. You're usually out there alone. There's usually no one else around. It's just the few, the proud, the people that see reality for what it is and are speaking out against it. And for a long time, people thought we were crazy. Right? People thought that...
Well, people still think we're crazy.
Well, they still do. But at least on this issue, there's a lot more people who are going to have to admit, you know, those guys on the radio, they were right about the police being out of control. Because now it seems like a foregone conclusion to people that now we're there, where people are rightfully upset. They're visibly upset. They want something to change. They're not really sure what it should be. And that's kind of where we find ourselves.
And I think that's
now
the real, for me, I've kind of kept my mouth shut during your little rant there. For me, as far as the not knowing what to do, is to the government people out there, this is what it looks like when you ignore people's reasonable protests for years and decades. This is what it looks like.
Well, something got set on fire.
Well, I mean, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason is because if government people would have come out and said that, you know, the shooting of, and I can't even list off the names. I don't have them sitting here in front of me, but the kid in Cleveland who had a fake gun, you know, the gun owner in Minneapolis who was shot, and, you know, these sorts of things.
Duncan Lemp shot in his sleep to death.
A variety of people where there's a good complaint. Now, there's plenty of people out there that have been held up as virtuous saints who aren't. And I wouldn't even say that this Floyd fella, particularly, you know, great guy or anything, but he didn't deserve to die.
I don't know why he wasn't a great guy. I mean, he had a counterfeit 20.
Allegedly.
And fentanyl in his system? And did time in prison? I mean, what else do you want from this guy?
Well, you did time in prison, Mark.
I did do
time in
prison.
Does that make you a bad guy?
I don't think that you should die because you've done time in prison. I'm just saying, if these are the things that, like... If the only thing about me was that I did time in prison, then that would be the interesting and motivating fact. But at this point, I haven't seen the array of wonderful things this guy has done. I mean, people seem to like him, but I wonder if they just like him because, well, you're supposed to like him right now.
Well, have you taken the time to research who he was and what his life was about?
I just gave three facts that you didn't know.
You gave facts, but you didn't. Did you take the time to read about him? What have people been saying about their experiences with him?
People seem to say nice things about him.
Okay, well, maybe he was somebody who was addicted to fentanyl who did nice things.
Maybe he was.
I don't know.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
I'm not going to jump to any conclusions.
I'm just not going to hold him up as a saint.
I don't think anyone here is.
I did use the term saint.
I don't think anyone here is holding him up as a saint. I don't know enough about him to make any decisions. All I know is he was choked to death.
And he doesn't deserve to die.
No, he didn't deserve to be choked either.
Well, choked, I mean, he was suffocated, but choked isn't the right term. I mean, he had a knee on his neck.
What term would you use?
Why isn't that suffocating?
I don't know. It's an illegal police move. It's not suffocating. I said it was suffocating, but choking and suffocating
is
different.
Why isn't that choking, though?
Usually, like choking involves your neck area being restricted from air passage.
Yeah, and it seems like something intentional, usually done with the hands or an implement.
You're saying this wasn't intentional, that this man was pressuring his air passage?
I don't think we have enough evidence to say that it was intentional that he killed him. I do think it's interesting, though, that the police officer...
How many times does someone have to say, you're choking me, I can't breathe, before it becomes intentional?
I think that that's an excellent point. However, I imagine people who use this technique hear it all the time. Because
that's a technique they shouldn't use because you can't tell someone doing it.
It's been outlawed. What do you want here, guys?
I don't know why you're saying the things you're saying. So
what do you mean?
I was just asking you questions about it.
Okay. Well, why don't you ask me? Why are you saying the things that you're saying? Because I don't think that George Floyd is a really great guy. I mean, they didn't just get Gandhi here, you know?
Okay. Well, he didn't murder anybody.
I didn't claim he did.
Okay. So it
now is based on who killed you as to how what kind of person you are?
No.
Okay.
I said I don't know what kind of person he is. I haven't taken the time to research it. To me, it doesn't matter. He was not treated as any human being should have been treated in that circumstance.
The aggravated burglary that he had, that he was involved in, says to me that he needs to...
When was this?
2006?
So 15 years ago, almost.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay.
You got to work your way out of that. Fentanyl isn't the way to do it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he hadn't committed any armed burglaries, evidently, since 2006.
To be lauded.
Okay. For sure.
I mean, you've had some alcohol since you got out of jail, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to judge the guy because he was on a drug that I personally don't approve of.
Just passing a counterfeit 20, an ex-con passing a counterfeit 20 while with fentanyl in their system doesn't speak to me as like the angels singing.
It's very easy
to end up with a counterfeit 20 and not even be aware of it.
It could have been the case.
Yeah.
But do you understand?
Did he have more than one?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that would be revealing, right? Like if they had, found the counterfeit 20 as, like the store clerk was like, this looks suspicious, and found that out and called the police, and then the cops arrested him and didn't murder him, and then were able to go through his billfold and found a whole bunch of counterfeit 20s. Well, that would be some more evidence that maybe this guy was actually involved in knowledgeably passing off counterfeits.
I mean, who calls the cops about a fake 20 anyway? You know, I've worked at plenty of places where I've taken money.
You're supposed to call the Secret Service about that.
Really? I just tell them, hey, man, I can't accept this. This looks counterfeit.
Sure.
Be on your way.
Okay, well, that's something to do.
That's one way to handle it.
I've never known anyone that I've worked with to call the police.
We've read a story on the air where somebody got called, the police called on them over a $2 bill because the clerk wasn't familiar with them.
Well, some people are...
And $2 bills.
That person was black.
Cash registers are not designed for $2 bills.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah.
You can put it under the drawer.
Put it in the...
True, but then you got to remember it later when you count cash.
True.
Put it at the bottom of the ones.
Yeah, because that won't make it worse. That's how it gets counted as a one.
But you can pay attention to them when you're counting. Unless you got fentanyl in your system.
So, coming up, Mark, you've got libertarian tips to help defund the police, and we'll find out what that is. Is it Reason.com?
Yeah, Reason.com.
Okay, so we can talk about that. And then somebody popped this into our Discord server last night, and I'm sorry I don't have who it was on the screen, but so thank you to whoever it was, from an officer A.Cab, former bastard cop, confessions of a former bastard cop, written at Medium.com. He says, I was a police officer for nearly 10 years, and I was a bastard. We all were. This essay's been kicking around in my head for years now, and I've never felt confident enough to write it. It's a time in my life I'm ashamed of. It's a time that I hurt people, and through inaction allowed others to be hurt. It's a time that I acted as a violent agent of capitalism and white supremacy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Under the guise of public safety... I personally ruined people's lives, but in so doing...
Did you read this ahead of time?
...made the public no safer.
So it's from a cop using a pseudonym of A. Cab.
What does that mean, A. Cab?
All cops are bastards.
Oh, I never heard that.
Really? 1312?
Well, what, did you expect him to be a perfect libertarian or something like that when you heard the title? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. It's a guy who's got some regrets about how he behaved, and I think that's worth talking about. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control. control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how the money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. As we continue here, it's Ian, Mark, and Aria in the studio tonight. Story from Medium.com, written by an anonymous officer calling himself ACAB, a cab, which stands for All Cops Are Bastards. And indeed, the title of this article is Confessions of a Former Bastard Cop. He talks about how, under the guise of public safety, I personally ruined people's lives, but in so doing made the public no safer. So did the family members and close friends of mine who also bore the badge alongside me.
Well, that seems like obvious, right? If you're going around ruining people's lives, you're, by definition, not making the community safer. You're just going around moving people's lives.
Well, indeed. Indeed. If, however, all he was doing was ruining the lives of murderers and rapists, it...
it's hard to get upset about that, right?
That probably wouldn't have a bad effect, right? Like if a bunch of murderers and rapists got roughed up and had a tough time by cops, and that's all cops did, well, I don't think people would be upset about that happening.
I would be exactly as upset by that as I am when a cop today gets roughed up.
Yeah, but a cop today gets roughed up?
Okay. Yeah.
And when you think about, I was probably, just my guess here, 8 out of 10 arrests have to do with drugs, the drug war, manner or another. If the drug war were ended, you probably wouldn't need 8 out of 10 cops,
probably,
and there wouldn't be 8 out of 10 arrests.
Has anyone made proposal yet in the recent hubbub about reforming police and abolishing police and defunding police? Not a single person, right?
Oh, yes.
Except for Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I mean, they're not anybody with a voice right now.
Right.
Okay.
But enough is enough, says the officer. Let's see if this guy brings it up. Is he going to propose it? The reforms aren't working. Incrementalism isn't happening. Unarmed, black, indigenous, and people of color are being killed by cops in the streets, and the police are savagely attacking the people protesting these murders. American policing is a thick blue tumor, strangling the life from our communities. Whew, that's an interesting way to put it. And if you don't believe it when the poor and the marginalized say it, if you don't believe it when you see cops across the country shooting journalists with less lethal bullets and caustic chemicals, because there's a whole other article how many journalists have been attacked.
Right, I haven't been able to get to that, but there's been a lot of journalists that have been, call it kindly, collateral damage during this mess.
He says maybe
it is our job to be out there. I'm not a real journalist, but I like journalists.
Maybe, he says, you'll believe it when you hear it straight from the pig's mouth. Why I'm writing this. As someone who went through the training, hiring, and socialization of a career in law enforcement, I want to give a first-hand account of why I believe police officers are the way they are. Not to excuse their behavior, but to explain it and to indict the structures that perpetuate it. I believe that if everyone understood how we'd trained and brought up in the profession, it would inform the demands our community should be making of a new way of community safety. If I tell you how we were made, I hope it will empower you to unmake us. One of the other reasons I've struggled to write this essay is I don't want to center the conversation on myself and my big salty boohoo feelings about my bad choices. It's a toxic white impulse to see atrocities and think, how can I make this about me? So I hope you'll take me at my word that this account
is hard not to when people are like, hey, white people did this to your face, and you're like, oh, I think I'm white. But maybe I should make it about me. Like, it felt like it was made about you already.
So I hope you'll take me at my word this account isn't meant to highlight me, but rather the 100,000 of me in every city in the country. It's about the structure that made me and that I chose to pollute myself with. And it's my meager contribution to the cause of radical justice.
You know, Mark, I don't see it that way. If somebody says, you know, white people did this or whatever, I interpret it as the people who did this to me were white. Not white people as this single monolithic entity that did this thing, just a common trait among the people who did it.
I think that's a nice thing to think.
But what do they mean?
And probably, well, who knows what they mean. I think that it's a good way to look at it. I can't say that I've been successful at that every time, and probably not most of the time when those sorts of things, it feels like those sorts of things are leveled at me. And certainly, some people who level those accusations mean one thing and others mean another. What I mean is that we all talk in groups.
Well, yeah, we
should be talking
to
in individuals. I don't know that we do.
Well, as long as we're using the English language, we kind of do.
Okay.
Collectivism is built into it.
We should talk about people as individuals. That's really important.
And
I think we're pretty good about that here.
We on Free Talk Live do a pretty good job of that. We, the group called Free Talk Live, do a pretty good job of not talking in groups. Mm-hmm. But it's, as Aria says, built into the language and makes it difficult. I am not every white person that has ever lived. In fact, I'm not entirely white. So what? No one cares. It doesn't, like, somehow responsibility seems to lie with, I don't know, something. The only group that I can figure out here that has responsibility, besides the officers in question, are governments. So,
which are individuals acting in concert under a sort of crazy religious belief system that there is something greater than them, which is the state.
But one thing that's interesting is, so the United States allowed importation of slaves over the course of, I think it was 12 years or something. It wasn't 20 years. They then allowed the sale of slaves contained within the country for decades after that. And so if an organization should be responsible, the United States government perhaps should be that organization. They did not fulfill their 40 acres and a mule claim that they were supposed to give everybody. Not that this would have gone well, right? Like 40 acres and a mule probably would have been 40 acres in like Utah, someplace awful. But nonetheless, there's probably something that's owed here. And mind you, this whole government payout time was a great time to do it. We're writing checks. Just write checks. Call it reparations.
But you know, you are correct in that it was the government largely that, you know, did this and allowed it. But at the end of the day, it was individuals on the ground who were buying the slaves and forcing the slaves to work.
Yeah, but
and all of these people are dead anyway.
Right, none of them are alive.
Well, so the government that allowed that is not the government we have today.
Okay.
Is the government
still evil?
It is.
But
is the government of today guilty for sins of governments 200 years ago?
I think that's a fascinating question, and I don't know how to answer it.
Okay.
But they do currently carry the label, right? They proudly fly the flag, and they are still the same incorporated entity, unless you believe the Civil War mumbo-jumbo that about the 14th Amendment and all that stuff, which may be true, too. I don't know.
We can talk more about that. You can call in about whatever's on your mind. Also, more Confessions of a Bastard Cop coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his opening statements during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday about policing practices and law enforcement accountability, George Floyd's brother describes the anguish his family felt when videos surfaced showing the death of his brother.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom, I'm tired. I'm tired of pain.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
there's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people likely are without symptoms.
USA Radio News. Many prominent Democrats, including former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden, are backing away from statements made by some extreme on the left who want to defund the police. But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York City tells ABC's Good Morning America she's for defunding the police.
What a lot of folks are talking about when it comes into this movement is that they're asking for the same budget priorities that many affluent suburbs already have. And it may sound strange, but many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police in that they fund schools, they fund housing, and they fund health care more as their number one priority.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Aria.
We are talking about confessions of a bastard cop, and that's what he called himself. He says former bastard cop. And the story is over at Medium.com, which is basically, from what I understand, a site that lets pretty much anybody have a blog. I don't know. I'm not sure, exactly sure how it works.
I think it in some way monetizes them.
Okay, maybe so. Well, we're going to get back into his story coming up here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Maybe you are a former cop or a current one, and you want to comment on all the controversy and the potential.
Call out this turncoat.
The potential for change that we're seeing across the country, will it really amount to anything of significance? Will whatever comes as a result of these protests be something that's really worth talking about? Will we see the end of qualified immunity, for instance? Will that actually happen, or will it just get proposed and die as a political football that never really gets moved forward in any way, shape, or form? We'll talk about what this guy's solutions are, suggestions here in a moment. He's got some that he goes over. Plus, you can also go to Bitcoin.com and you can learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and others. There's a great news site that they've got there. There's good introductory kind of content. They've also got their own exchange if you're not in the United States. And for those of you in the U.S., you can use their local.bitcoin.com site to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. Get on over to Bitcoin.com. Start learning about cryptocurrency. It is not too late. It's only been a decade. And on the scale of money, 10 or 11 years is not that long of a time. So we're still in the beginning phases of this whole Bitcoin phenomenon. You owe it to yourself if you care about money, if you care about good alternatives to state government money like the dollar, fiat currencies. You need to look into Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com. and get started there. So we get into the meat of the story here from, again, anonymous. He calls himself Officer A.Cab. Why, he says, or says, yes, all cops are bastards. I was a police officer in a major metropolitan area in California with a predominantly poor, non-white population with a large proportion of first-generation immigrants. One night during briefing, our watch commander told us the city council had requested a new zero-tolerance policy against murderers, drug dealers, or child predators. No, against homeless people collecting cans from recycling bins.
Okay. That's insane.
See,
zero tolerance for collecting cans from recycling bins.
Is it specifically the collecting cans, or is it homelessness?
Let me explain. Okay. He says, see, the city had some kickback deal with a waste management company.
Okay.
Where waste management got paid by the government for our expected tonnage of recycling. When homeless people, quote, stole that recycling from the waste management company, meaning taking cans out of people's bins or whatever.
Yeah.
They were putting that cheaper contract in peril.
Okay.
So we were to arrest as many recyclers as we could find.
Jesus Christ. And he did this.
Even for me, this was a stupid policy, and I promptly blew Sarge off. But a few hours later, Sarge called me over to assist him. He was detaining a 70-year-old immigrant who spoke no English, who he'd seen picking a Coke can out of a trash bin. He ordered me to arrest her for stealing trash. I said, Sarge, come on. She's an old lady. He said, I don't give an S. Hook her up. That's an order. And I did. She cried.
What do you think should have been done in that particular instance? Because as a guy who has
done... He should have slapped the sergeant. He said, will you act like a human being? You lunatic. What is the matter with you?
Unfortunately, the command structures discourage that sort of
thing.
They do. And he didn't want to lose his job, as he says here. In a moment. He says, she cried the entire way to the station and all the way through the booking process. I couldn't even comfort her because I didn't speak Spanish. I felt disgusting, but I was ordered to make this arrest, and I wasn't willing to lose my job for her.
And I think a lot of police officers and municipal employees feel like they've been put in this position before.
If you're tempted to feel sympathy for me, don't. I used to happily hassle the homeless under other circumstances. I researched obscure penal codes so I could arrest people in homeless encampments for lesser-known crimes like, quote, remaining too close to railroad property, which is Section 369I of the California Penal Code. I used to
now,
call...
we as a libertarian, I must say that homeless, you know, bums are a product of the, you know, so the sort of public space conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
When you have a public space, who's allowed to be on it and what are they allowed to do? What is sleeping?
What is a public space?
A place like parks and these sorts of things.
Who owns it?
Well, supposedly all of us, but in reality, the government.
Who sets the rules on it?
The government.
So it's not public, it's the government's property.
Agreed.
Okay.
But they call it public.
No such thing as public property, there's just private property and government property.
But they got it, right. It's private property and government property, but it is labeled with a certain level of subterfuge.
Yes.
So
it's designed to make you think you have some say in it.
Right.
Like the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
like that.
Not the People's Republic. It's Kim Jong-un's republic.
Or exactly.
Yeah.
So what did he do? He would arrest these, you know, homeless people.
You think she's got a giant fat suit that she's running around in at this point?
He says, I used to call it planting warrant seeds, meaning arresting these people, because I knew they wouldn't make their court dates. They're homeless, right? They're probably drunk. They don't remember. They don't have the paperwork. They don't have a calendar, right? You know? He says, I knew they wouldn't make their court dates, and we would arrest them again and again for warrant violations. We used to have informal contests for who could cite or arrest someone for the weirdest law. DUI on a bicycle. Non-regulation number of brooms on your tow truck. It's California. He cites the code. Section 27,700A1 of California Vehicle Code. S like that, he says. For me, police work was a logic puzzle for arresting people, regardless of their actual threat to the community. As ashamed as I am to admit it, it needs to be said. Stripping people of their freedom felt like a game to me for many years. And I'll say this. We heard that there was a game that they were playing with us years ago here in Keene.
That's
that
true.
There were points that the police officers would get for arresting Free Staters. Now, you know, sort of heard that through the rumor mill, but I believed it. And he says it felt like a game to him.
I imagine they gave up after they, you know, kept losing court cases here in Keene.
Maybe. I mean, they won some, they lost some. He says, I know you're going to ask, did I ever plant drugs? Did I ever plant a gun on someone? Did I ever make a false arrest or file a false report? Believe it or not, the answer is no. Cheating was no fun. I like to get my stats the legitimate way. But I knew officers...
Yeah, why cheat when you're not covered? If you cheat, you're not covered. Just, there's so many obscure little rules out there, like the number of brooms on your truck or how close you are to a railroad track, that there's no particular reason to cheat.
Am I understanding correctly that he actually arrested someone at some point in his career for having an improper number of brooms on a truck?
Might have been a citation. He might have written a ticket for
it. It's still an arrest, but yeah, it doesn't have the same feel.
He says, but I did know officers who kept a little baggie of whatever, or maybe a pocket knife that was a little too big in their war bags. Yeah, we called our duffel bags war bags. Did I ever tell anybody about it? No, I did not. Did I ever confess my suspicions when cocaine suddenly showed up in a gang member's jacket? No, I did not. In fact, let me tell you about an extremely formative experience in my police academy class. We had a clique of around 6 trainees who routinely bullied and harassed other students, intentionally scuffing another trainee's shoes to get them in trouble during inspection, sexually harassing female trainees, cracking racist jokes, and so on. Every quarter, we were to write anonymous evaluations of our squad mates. I wrote scathing accounts of their behavior, thinking I was helping keep bad apples out of law enforcement, and believing I would be protected. Instead, the academy staff read my complaints to them out loud and outed me to them and never punished them, causing me to get harassed for the rest of my academy class. That's how I learned that even police leadership hates rats. That's why no one is changing things from the inside. They can't. The structure won't allow it.
So, as longtime listeners know, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I can tell you on more than one occasion, officers asked me to somehow see something bad occur to a specific inmate. Now, I don't
know. To see something bad that didn't happen occur, you mean?
Like you saw him fall and hit his head kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Even though that didn't actually happen?
Right, the cops beat him, and then they want to
march
him to the
city. What they're saying is they wanted me to beat him for them.
Oh!
And
That didn't come across when you said, see something bad happen to them.
They wanted, me or somebody I knew to do something,
to
and I knew
inmate.
That these people wouldn't cover me. And that's the reason
right,
I never
send
did
you
it.
Down the send you up the river.
Right, why would they? Why would they cover me?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Did they try to punish you back for not doing their bidding? More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area, and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ellen, who has a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, that means that Ellen is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it is a simple concept. You send in $5 a month. She's doing 10. But, you know, we only ask 5.
Thank you.
So thanks for doubling up there, Ellen. But if you do $5 a month or more, then you'll be part of the AMP program. And that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here and it's worth, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a nice cheeseburger to you, then please send that over to us. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks as well. And if you want us to give you a shout out like we did with Ellen, you do have to opt into that. So by default, you are sort of anonymous. But if you want to opt in to some recognition, you can do that. There's instructions you'll receive on how to do that once you join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts and then back to confessions of self-described former bastard cop. But first, we've got Jason on the line listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm pretty certain in... Dang it, with all the commercials and stuff, I lost my train.
But, darn it. You got to write things down. It's always helpful to like make just a couple notes, a couple bullet points.
I used to do ledgers and whatnot, but...
it says here you wanted to talk about war. That's all I got.
Well, at this point, I'm pretty certain they're going to allow this person to get off. And,
which
and
person?
The people that we're talking about with the cops.
Oh, you're talking about the most recent group of cops that committed essentially a murder as a group in the streets of Minneapolis, those cops?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And the ironic is I get a lot of disinformation, mostly from press. And the difficulty with trying to process it is what's true, what's fake, what's nonsense. And I've listened to you guys for a long time, Sacramento and Arizona, everything. And you guys are absolutely on point, but I have a feeling that this is going to take a toll for the worst. just for the simple fact that when they release him and vindicate him, so to speak, we're going to erupt.
I think I'm just going to make a prediction based on situations that have happened like this in the past, and obviously there's nothing quite like the reaction that we've seen from this particular murder, because this has really touched something off that has been heretofore unseen as far as the reaction from people. But we've seen people get angry before about bad cops and murderous cops. We've seen this happen before,
right.
Just not to this extent. But we've seen it happen before, and we've seen charges be brought before. We've seen the charges either be dropped, but we've also sometimes seen the officer convicted. Remember,
but I also want to bring a couple of different two bullet points, I guess, at this point.
Okay.
I used to work at
Intel
in Folsom. Hold that thought
here. I just wanted to point something out about a past example. So there was this cop in San Francisco who shot a man in the back as he was being held down on the ground by other officers. And he just literally shot the man in the back. He was under control. It wasn't like he was out of control or whatever. He claims that he slipped and that he accidentally grabbed, when he was going for his taser or whatever, some non-lethal device, oops, he accidentally grabbed his gun and then fired it into the man's back. That was his claim. He got found guilty in that case and sentenced to, I think it was 18 or 11 months
or something. Yeah.
It was less than 2 years in a jail cell. So this cop... or these cops,
wow,
who have been brought up on charges in Minneapolis. You
so
may
if
see
I don't
them
wear
get
a mask, if I don't wear a mask, I get 6 months.
Well, yeah, they have a different set of rules for you and me and the rest, the rest of us than they do for the police. So I would expect that if the charges aren't dropped against these people, that you may see convictions, but to lower charges, for instance, to manslaughter, or you might see a plea deal, for instance, get cut at the last minute, or if it does go to trial, the judge may sentence them to the minimum possible sentence. So I think that you're correct in that these guys aren't going to get, they're not going to get the maximum sentences, even if they are convicted.
No, of course not.
No.
No, no. And I wouldn't doubt it if... he gets acquitted, as pertaining to the one man in Minneapolis. Seattle kind of bothers me a tad bit.
What's going on with Seattle?
Apparently they took over the mayor's office and the police department and everything else.
I heard something about this last night, actually. Jackie was in our chat room in the Discord server posting like maps of certain sections of Seattle that apparently the protesters...
They took over six blocks and kicked everybody out and told them basically go to your mom.
They had
they don't have guns in Seattle?
Nope.
When you say they kicked everybody out,
there's the problem.
Did they kick normal people out of their
homes?
The
police department, okay. and the mayor.
Interesting. Thank you, Jason, for the heads up on that. And if somebody else is out in Seattle and they've got an update on that particular story, I'd love to hear about it. Thank you. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And we will see, because it's almost nothing that will likely happen to these officers. Whatever the different possibilities are going to satisfy what people want to see happen.
Well, let's be clear. If they took these guys and ripped their skin off on, the public square, pulled out their beating heart and stomped on it, the public wouldn't be happy, because the people who purport themselves as leaders of these groups wouldn't be better paid. And that's what it's all about, is that these groups, in many cases, are, run by some people who are never going to be happy about anything, because it's all about being perpetually upset.
Right. If they're not, if there's not something to raise funds for, then...
And I'll go further to say that they didn't raise the charges on this Derek Chauvin fella from third-degree murder to first-degree murder to let him go. Okay?
What do you mean?
He's going to prison, and he's going to go for more than 10 years.
Some people say that the reason they raised the charges was because they know they can't get the conviction at that level, and they'll have to drop
There's
them.
A new news story out here from CBS that confirmed that there is a security guard from the club that is confirming that Floyd and Chauvin bumped heads while working at the nightclub.
Oh, interesting.
So this conspiracy theory that we've been purporting up to this point, that possibly these people knew each other, appears to have been met out, that they have at times had problems. So this could very well be a second degree murder.
This could be a personal issue between these two men.
Right. So, if Chauvin was applying illegal police holds, you know, ones that he had been taught way back, then things changed, and he knew that there was, you know, possibly these were going to be bad, and he was just trying to make this guy suffer, he would be guilty of second-degree murder, by my estimation of what second-degree murder means.
I see this entire thing differently. I don't think that people or society or Black Lives Matter or anybody should be pursuing these cops being punished, right?
I
don't think punishment is what people should work for. I don't think it's two wrongs trying to make a right. I think the better solution would be for Black Lives Matter and these other groups to put forth solutions about how this may not happen in the future.
Yes.
I mean, certainly there's the argument that, oh, well, if you just start punishing the cops, these things won't happen. But again,
I don't think that's
punishment's
true.
Not super effective for curbing bad behavior.
As we've seen.
Right.
And, you know, like, Black Lives Matter hinges on, and this is the problem, when they didn't take the All Lives Matter moniker, they could have, right? They could have said, All Lives Matter, we're calling ourselves All Lives Matter. And then there would have been far less to argue about. But it wasn't about that. It was about racism. And instead of making it about police brutality, they made it about racism. And we know the police brutality occurs. There's lots of statistics that are get dubious when it comes to who did what when as far as racism and that sort of thing. So I think that it should have been about police brutality from the beginning. But, you know, I'm not black.
I mean, it is about police brutality, and it has always been about police brutality. But the black community of the United States focused on the wrongdoings against the black community of the United States. I'm not particularly a fan of that, but I understand why they did it.
I understand why
there's definitely an anti-police brutality, I would say, aspect to what's going on.
Sure.
I think that if you asked people, I would hope that if you asked some of the people at these protests, hey, just to clarify, you're not saying you want other people to be beaten as much as black people are beaten. You're saying you want people overall to not be beaten as much, including black people, right? Like, you're not saying you want equal beatings, right? That's what I would like to clarify, because that can be seen as a little unclear in some of the things that they're saying. When they point out that blacks are targeted more often per their, you know, percentage of the population, I think they're probably right about that.
In 2020, it's actually been less.
Well, it comes off as being unconcerned for the plight of, you know, other people who are also beaten and murdered by the police.
I don't think 2020 is a good year to use as an example.
It is the most recent one.
The country has been on lockdown for a quarter of the half of the year so far. I don't think we're going to get good stats from it on anything.
We got more coming up here, and more from the self-described former bastard cop. He's got more confessions. 855-450, free, like freedom. You want to weigh in? You're welcome to join us.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.